This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Robert.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr. What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Well, hello there. This is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your behavior questions and your training questions at 844-305-7800. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Jayla, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 844-305-7800. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Kavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. By the way, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. But once again, this is Talkin' Pets.
Playful dogs like to bark. Dogs have wagging tails when they walk in the park. Some dogs are short, some dogs are tall. Dogs really like it when you throw them a ball.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
And we want to talk with you about your pets. Pick up the phone and give us a call. The lines are open at 844-305-7800. And we're up to your training questions and your behavior questions. And, of course, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So, Jilly, what's new up there in the mountains of Tennessee?
Well... Once again, the weather is perfect. I do apologize to the rest of the world, but it's beautiful here. We are starting to get some leaves turning, and some of the trees are starting to turn color. It's really going to happen, you know, first week of October, sorry, and into November. It'll be absolutely stunningly beautiful. Of course, I've got company coming like every other week, and it's great.
I miss that. That's the one thing I miss about, you know, the north is the changing of the leaves. I mean, down here where we produce the program out of Florida, the leaves do actually fall. They don't really change, but they just drop and then new ones come in pretty much immediately, as you know.
Yes.
So we don't really get like a fall where you can enjoy all the different colors and everything like that. But who knows, the way Mother Nature's going and climate change, I mean, we may become deserts down here, and you guys are going to be the new Florida up there in the north.
Glad I already own property.
So, our producer today, Kayla, is thinking about getting another dog.
I am.
So, tell her, Jilly, because I've been saying it's a big responsibility. Well, she had a dog, so she knows. But it is, I mean, having a dog is like having a child.
Oh, sometimes more so, because you find yourself just bending over backwards to make them happy, you know, and expensive as well. We all know that, you know, it is necessary for vet appointments. It's necessary to have them on tick and flea treatment. You want to be able to feed them a very good food so that you're not causing all their allergies from all of the wasteful, horrible foods, if I can put that way, that's the nicest way I know how to say it, that are on the market right now. That's expensive.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that's the thing, too.
It's a lot. And training.
You're going to pay a lot for that food.
Yeah. Every time you go on vacation, if you can't take that dog, you have to board it or hire an in-home sitter. And it is not cheap.
See, is that what you want to hear all the time?
Yes.
No, it's like, and the other thing you got to take into consideration, like she had a Labrador before, and the lab got cancer.
I know, I took care of her beautiful baby. She was the sweetest thing on earth. I loved her.
But the thing is that depending on the breeds that you get, they're known to actually kind of have, and one of the biggest dogs known for cancer is like the Labradors and the Retrievers. Labrador Retrievers and the Golden Retrievers. So they are very susceptible to cancers.
Well, lot of large dogs are. Mastiffs, Rottweilers, you know. It's little dogs get cancer too. So
true.
You know,
I mean, but
and diabetes and horrible teeth from bad breeding, and there's just so many things that can go wrong. But then, you know, they are still the love of your lives, and they make every day a happy day because, you know, they've got that life expectancy, and they're going to give you everything they have to the last moment. And it's a beautiful thing. It's just be ready to take it on because it's your responsibility for the rest of that dog's life.
And, I mean, it kind of holds back on the fact that, you know, if you want to make plans with friends or do this or go out of town, you, like you were saying, pet sitters or, you know, a kennel, it kind of hinders that. You don't have the freedom that you normally would have with the dog.
Correct. I mean, I have a very full life up here, and I do a lot of things, but I don't get together with anybody until after 11 because every day I've got two massive Rottweilers. We are hiking, you know, eating, grooming, having fun, and then I know what my window is that I can leave. And if I've got a nighttime engagement, I'll just make sure I feed them early and then get them out again. Because once it's dark up here, you lock down your dogs. It's the only way to keep them alive.
Well, yeah, they could become prey.
Yes.
But your dogs are pretty big, though. So, I mean, unless it's a bear, you know, that's the thing. But the other thing, too, is you got to take...
Or a mountain lion. Or a pack of coyotes.
And that's true. But you got to take into consideration, too, when you're getting a dog, where you're living and
yes.
how much space you have and so on and so forth. I always do say, though, like if you're going to a rescue or you're going to a shelter and you're adopting a dog from there, at
yes.
least, you know, even if you have a big environment or a small environment, whatever it may be, you're giving that dog a chance at life. If you go for a purebred, then you're going to know what size the dog is going to be, and then you might want to take into consideration, you know, where you live and the size of the house or apartment or condo that you have.
Right. Excellent. Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of look at, you know, owning dogs, and depending upon the size of the dog, because larger dogs are more expensive, more time-consuming, of course, is kind of treat it like you would... when you're saving for something that you really want, you know, if you're really good with your money or you put money away in your 401k plan, you know, please start a savings account when you get a dog. And, you know, throw 10 or 20 bucks in there because if the dog gets hurt or if the dog gets sick, you'll have a little bit of something to fall back on for the vet bills.
Yeah, not only that, though, but like what you were stating with the size of the dog, if you do
yes.
go with a smaller dog, they eat much less than a large dog does.
Yes.
I mean, you got
yes.
a big dog like a Great Dane or a Mastiff, that dog is going to eat a lot of food.
Yeah, the food is more expensive, the treatments are more expensive,
yep.
everything goes by weight. God forbid when they pass away, it's like quadruple the price to euthanize a dog and burials. Trust me,
so
I know.
Kay, you might be better off getting one of those pocket dogs, like
no.
a Pomeranian or...
Absolutely not.
You know, one of those little ones that you can carry around in your purse.
Mm-mm, I want a Golden Retriever.
Oh,
okay,
well.
Then think about a Nova Scotian duck taller. They look like a retriever, only they're half the size. There's a beautiful breeder I can turn you on to in Ocala, and they are the most amazing, smart dogs, and they live very long lives. A Nova Scotian duck taller.
We're going to go out to a break and we come back. We'd like to hear from you guys. If you've got a question or a comment, we're open to that as well. And, of course, if you have a training question or a behavior question, pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 844-305-7800. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Miami-Dade, Florida, a middle-aged dog at a Miami-Dade Animal Service facility is in desperate need of help. Her name is Luna, and she has been labeled Code Red. Luna appears to have led a life of neglect. Her coat is unkept, and she looks disheveled. On Wednesday, an advocate wrote, "Must have rescue commitment by 9:16, or will be euthanized." That was today. I hope somebody called. Geriatric. She was covered in mats. She has some ocular disease and external dermatitis, and she has a microchip. Luna needs a hero. Please share her adoption information, and let's find her the help that she needs to survive. In her profile, of course, her name is Luna, and she is an unaltered female. She is a black German Shepherd dog, and they believe her age is about 7 years old. We have this listed on our website, but her ID number is A2507654, and her kennel number is T as in Tom, G as in Girl, 02. You can get more information at the website, www.miamidade.gov/animals. Their phone number is 305-884-1101. All inquiries about this dog must be made directly to the shelter. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and information, and join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was young, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I want to give a shout out to Darla and also Deborah out there.
Hey, Darla. Hey, Deborah.
And they're on Facebook Live right now watching us on there. And Deborah mentioned a camp for dogs, used to be a rescue for golden retrievers, called Goldstock up in Pennsylvania. I'm not sure if I'm familiar with that.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that place. But
and you can also register at rescueme.org. It's a free service. The emails will come directly to you as many days or a month as you would like to receive them. You pick your breed and where you live, and they will send you pictures of who is adoptable.
Oh, that's a cool idea. I like that.
Yes.
Pet Finder is another one that's out there, petfinder.com, and they have pictures of pets that you can look at online and then adopt from there. But the thing with the dog that you were just talking about, that's a perfect case where that dog's
yes.
been there for a very long time, and obviously that got brought to us here at Talkin' Pets to put out there. So if there's anybody out there that can help that dog, Please do. And Jillie, you gave a phone number or something, didn't you, on that?
Yes, I did. You want me to repeat it?
Yeah, could you?
Yes, it's area code 305-884-1101. And that is the Miami-Dade Animal Services. And they also have a website.
Oh, they do. Okay, what's that?
Yeah. www.miamidade.gov/animals.
So if you're looking for a pet, you know, and nowadays you can look anywhere for a pet, and there's transportations, there's companies out there that will fly a dog from one side of the country to another. So it is easier to adopt somewhere else. And this poor guy, that poor dog needs a home. Otherwise,
yes,
it's going to meet the end. And you know what? What do you think about people? Like, it's not a bad idea to adopt an older dog.
I think it's a fabulous idea. Yeah, because puppies are a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And if you get something, even if it's, you know, two or three or four, that's great because it's already, it should be housebroken, but it's gotten through that first part of its drama stages. Let's call them the terrible twos when they're like little screaming dinosaurs. but, you know, an older dog, if you've got, you know, the time to do that, because they take less time. And you might not have as long with them, but you are really, really doing that dog a major favor to give it love for the rest of its time.
Let the games begin!
Well, the volume's working on that one. So
it certainly was. Thank you.
It is game time. Now, if you can answer what animal makes this sound, we are going to set you up with a 5-pound bag of Pearl's Premium Lawn Seed. It stays green all year long, no matter where you're at. I have it in my front yard. It's amazing.
The roots
actually go down like 6 feet, so you don't have to fertilize or water it once it's established. It's amazing grass. Also, we have Vitacraft, we have Lick and Lap or Meaty Morsels, we have cat treats for you, we have dog books or cat books, we have a water bowl that you could take with you anywhere, it'll fit in your back pocket, it's collapsible Talking Pets bowl, and it comes in 5 different colors, and we have a CD from Gino Sasani, In Cold Blood, it's about reptiles, and it's a music CD, if you can identify this creature. What animal makes that sound? Take a shot at it. You can win a prize. 844-305-7800 if you can name that animal sound. Pick up the phone, play the game, and you could be a winner of one of the prizes. And like I said, we do have a lot of books. So if you want a dog book or a cat book or a training book or a health book, we've got those that we can send you as well. So give us a buzz. 844-305-7800. That's a number to call if you can name that animal. Do you have an idea, Jillie?
It sounds super familiar, but it's not coming to the forefront of my brain right at this moment.
They probably stand taller than you and I. And they have extremely long necks.
That's two things that I can think of.
And they do get served in restaurants, and their meat is amazing.
Okay.
So it looks like steak, tastes like chicken. It's really good. 844-305-7800. 844-305-7800. Pick up the phone. Give us a call if you think you know what animal that is. We want to talk with you, but once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
And you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. Hey,
Here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. cattreetray.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
South Coventry Township, Pennsylvania. The search for escaped prisoner Danilo Cavalcante came to an end Wednesday on the 14th day of the manhunt in South Coventry Township, and a furry friend played a huge role in ending the search. Yoda, a 4-year-old Belgian Malinois, bit Cavalcante as he tried to escape while tactical units closed in on the convicted killer. Yoda is a part of the BORTAC canine unit with the U.S. Border and Customs Patrol. Border Patrol agents from Buffalo, Detroit, Blaine, Washington, Swanton, Vermont, and El Paso, Texas, helped in the search with other federal, state, and local law enforcements to catch Cavalcante, with Pennsylvania State Police leading the manhunt. Earlier in the search, a different canine suffered heat exhaustion as a Philadelphia area had dealt with a heat wave. Law enforcement took Cavalcante, who was wearing an Eagles hoodie at the time, back into custody without incident. Officials said the combination of aircraft and thermal imaging and canines led to bringing Cavalcante back into custody. He escaped from the Chester County Prison back on August 31st. The manhunt spanned in several different locations in the rural country and the south region in Longwood Gardens to the northern part of the county and southern Coventry Township. A video released by officials showed how he was also wanted for murder in his native country of Brazil, escaping a prison by climbing up a wall and then getting past barbed wire. Before escaping, he had been sentenced to life without parole, and for fatally stabbing his ex-girlfriend, Deborah Brando, 38 times in a Phoenixville area in 2021 in front of her 2 children. Cavalcante was immediately examined by medics after he was recaptured and transferred by a SWAT vehicle to the state barracks in Avondale, according to the state police. The convicted killer will then be reprocessed and taken to a state institute to serve out his life sentence. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and information and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
A new ancient relative of the koala has been discovered in Australia, and a study claims it fills a 30-million-year gap in the evolution of marsupials. Australian and British scientists recently published the study in the journal Scientific Reports. It explains how the new species was discovered after teeth fossils at the Port Martin fossil site south of Alice Springs. They date back to 25 million years. Flinders University PhD student Arthur Crichton said in a statement, "The new species, which has been named Luma koala blackae, weighed roughly 2 kilograms, about the size of a modern-day brush-tailed possum, or small domestic cat, and probably ate mostly soft leaves, but wouldn't have turned them down for an insect given the chance. In comparison, modern-day koalas can weigh anywhere between 4 to 15 kilograms. Crichton continued, "Our computer analysis of its evolutionary relationships indicates that the Luma koala is a member of the koala family, or a close relative. But it also resembles several much older fossil marsupials called Thylacogena and Colpacea from the 55-million-year-old Tingamarra site in northeastern Australia. The species mentioned above are thought to be ancient ancestors of a group called Diprotodontia. Diprotodontia refers to a group of around 155 species of marsupials that are alive today, including koalas, kangaroos, and wombats." Crichton explained, "If our hypothesis is correct, it would extend the Diprotodontian fossil record back by 30 million years. We would really expect early of these creatures to have been around at the time. Molecular information suggests koalas, wombats, kangaroos, and possums split off from other marsupials between about 65 million and 50 million years ago. The study raises more questions about where this koala species lived and how many there were. Today, only one species of koala exists, and they're endangered in much of Australia. We now know that tens of millions of years ago, multiple koalas and koala-like creatures existed." Professor Gavin Prideau, who also worked on the study, said, "While we have only one koala species today, we now know there were at least seven from the late Oligocene, along with the giant koala-like marsupials called Ilarids." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and information, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Music, it's catchy.
It is like pretty it. Catchy.
I like it a lot. It's kind of got an African undertone there, so it's good. So, you know, interesting that, you know, in the years past before we were born, the amount of creatures that existed out there that we're finding through fossils, and, you know, and with the ice melting in the polar caps and then also the Antarctica and everything, we're finding a whole bunch of weird stuff that was held captive in the ice for all these centuries.
Isn't so, that amazing? I think it's so fascinating.
Well, it's amazing and it's scary, especially now when they found that baby, trying to think, what do you call it?
The mammoth?
Thank you.
The woolly mammoth?
Yes, the baby woolly mammoth they found. And yes, then they used some of the DNA, and last thing I heard, that they're trying to mix it with elephants and recreate another breed woolly mammoth, aka elephant.
Yep,
it would be
I've
interesting to see what would happen, but I don't know. The world is a changing, though, that's for sure. And you know, when Australia had all those fires and all those koalas were killed in their trees,
oh my God, it was so sad.
I know. The one thing, though, is like amazing to see these koalas that would actually come up to people and kind of like grab for their water bottles to drink water.
Wow.
Pretty amazing.
Wow.
You know, the world is an amazing place as long as we believe in it and make it that way. But the world can be a mean and disastrous place if we decide to make it that way as well.
Yep.
It's all up to us.
Well, it'd be nice if some of that so-called American land the government is grasping up, if they made it into animal preserves. Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah, it would, actually. You know, we steal the land from everybody, it seems like, both humans and animals.
Yep.
And that doesn't help us in the long run. Look at how climate change has come about. I want to ask you, Julie, in correcting some bad habits with dogs, and by the way, before I go there, this guy's still waiting to be answered. What animal is this? What animal makes this sound? They're big. They have two legs and long necks. I think Kay just figured it out.
I think I did.
Yeah.
What animal is this that makes that sound? 844-305-7800. Give us a call and you can win a prize. 844-305-7800. That's the number to call and take a guess on what it is. Play the game with us. So, destructive dog behavior, Julie, there's different remedies, but when you have a dog that's like chewing up the walls or furniture, what would you say some of the remedies on that are?
Well, a lot of it is, I mean, sometimes it's just bad behavior, but a lot of it is also frustration because they're left alone too long.
Mm-hmm.
So kennel training is great. Just make sure you have the right size kennel for your dog. Don't try and smash a big dog in a little kennel. You know, if you're going to take on that responsibility, have the proper equipment in your home.
It would be kind of hard if you had like a Chihuahua kennel and you're trying to stick a Great Dane in there. I'd love to see that happen.
Yeah, but I've seen people do it. I mean,
oh, no,
especially
I know.
When people toss animals on the side of the road and they put them in a teeny tiny cage because they know they will expire sooner, which, you know, those people should be shot, but different story. But kennel training them, making sure that you have time for that animal. So before you go to work, before you go out to party half the night, all those different things, you're feeding them, you're walking them, you're loving them, leave them with their favorite toy, put on a TV, put on some music. But don't give your dog the reign of the entire house the day it comes home. That's an absolute no-no.
That's like when when a child's starting to walk, you know, and the terrible twos are going on. It's like, hey, go wherever you want. There's the stairs.
Have to earn it.
There's the oven.
Yeah. And if you think that locking them in a laundry room or a bathroom is going to solve that problem, you know, they can go through the drywall. They're just like little piranhas. And you don't want them to hit any electrical wires or anything like that. So do the responsible thing and kennel train them. Or if you can afford it, maybe they would go to doggy daycare while you're at work a few times a week, which is a wonderful thing to do. Or if you have time to come home at lunch. You know, not everybody has those opportunities, but those are just different things that, you know, that's the beginning. After that, if it's bad behavior, then other things come in, like, you know, specialty training, or if they're barking too much and using the can with the pennies in it and things like that, you know.
Hey, Jilly, hold on for 1 second, because...
Okay. All right, ladies, let's play ball!
We're going to go out and hit that ball out in Idaho and see if Barb knows what this animal is. What do you think, Barb? What animal, what makes that sound?
How about an ostrich?
Congratulations. Was it my clues?
Yeah,
I figured they made him. I knew when Kayla's eyebrow went up, she was like, knew right then and there when I said that, so I thought somebody else would get it as well. What do you want to go with, Barb? Do you want to go with, we have Pearl's Premium Grass Seed, we have treats for your cats, Lick and Lap, or Meaty Morsels. I got dog books, cat books, I have a water bowl that you could take with you when you're walking with your dog. It'll fit in your pocket or attach to your belt loop. What do you think?
How about the one of the cat treats?
You want the Lick and Lap or the Meaty Morsels?
How about the Lick and Lap?
You got it coming out to you. Stay on the line, Barb.
All right,
and,
thank you.
Talk with Jayla. We'll get your address and we'll ship them out to you. You'll get the Lick and Lap from Vitacraft. And Barb, thanks for playing with us.
All right, thank you.
That's Barb out there in Idaho. She's the winner. It was...
Oh, an ostrich?
Yes. Very good.
There's only two things it could be, an ostrich or an emu, and I've eaten both, and they're delicious.
Ew.
We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Pet Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Well, that music will get you pumped up, that's for sure, but for the wrong reason with that story. So, Jilly, what, we hear a lot doing the show for all these years. I mean, we hear a lot of dog stories like that where dogs are used for fighting. And, yes. You know, some people don't believe it, but it is true that if you adopt a dog from one that was fighting, like a pup from its parents that were fighting, it could be inbred into the puppy as well.
That is not true.
You don't think that's true?
I don't think that that's true, because they are taught to fight. They are beaten. They have bloody half-dead animals thrown at them and forced to do things. It's just the most horrific thing.
I mean, no, it is. But then when the puppies, if that mother, that, you know, female, the bitch has a litter, some of those puppies will have it instilled that enactment to fight. Now that's been proven, that's been proven to be true. It's not going to say with every litter mate, but it's called inbreeding, and that's basically what will happen there. But what you're talking about is getting those dogs, those are the ones that are put through, you know, pardon my French, but put through hell.
Yes, they do. They and I wish that there was a tougher sentence on these people. For any animal cruelty, I just don't think that the situations that and the punishment they're giving warrants enough punishment for what they've done and the lives that they've cost and the cruelty that just seems to seep out of it. I just wish that we had tougher judges, you know, because these people don't have a conscience.
There needs to be more animal laws, that's for sure. And I know, when I used to talk with Bob Barker, before he passed, I knew for a fact that he had told me he was leaving a lot of his money to colleges that were doing studies on animal law. And so that the laws would become more stringent, more stiffer, if someone was found to actually be involved in dog fighting or other things, and even with wildlife like poaching and all. And
yes.
So he put his money to good use, and it's really sad, because when they're training these dogs to fight other dogs to the death, they actually have submissive dogs that they turn them on to first.
Yes.
And they watch this submissive dog actually fight for its life. And yep. it's a really disgusting and sad premise.
And
what
a lot
do.
Of those are stolen out of people's front yards and backyards, and they're precious pets who don't know any better, and they're used as bait.
Yep.
And if you don't think that is sickening, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, and the thing is that a lot of people think their dog ran away, climbed the fence yep. or something, but many yeah. times there's circumstances involved, like you just said, where the dogs yeah. are stolen. Mm-hmm. And some of them are not only used for fighting, but some of them are used for research as well. That's been
yes.
going on for decades.
While, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you really got to be careful if you're going to have a dog in your life.
Yeah.
And especially when it comes to research, researchers are always looking for certain breeds, like beagles are high on the ladder. So if you have one of those, that might be also retrievers, like Labrador retrievers, golden mm-hmm. retrievers, they're high on the ladder as well.
Yes.
And what it is it may not be the actual corporation that steals the dogs, but it may be people that know that they'll get paid
exactly.
from these corporations to bring that type of dog to them.
Because they don't ask questions.
Right,
just
no questions
taking
asked.
The dogs, yes.
So, and then that person makes money. So So it's a bad ring. It's a horrible way to go for a dog, and you know, there has to be a stop to it.
I know. Well, honey, I have two massive Rottweilers, and I would never leave them, even in the fenced-in area. And I live up here in the woods, but I would never, just because you can't trust people. You know, someone could throw a drugged steak over the fence when the dog is sedated. You know, they could take my son, my Xerxes, and turn him into a fight dog.
Yep.
Because he's such a, you know, he's such
a big dog.
Bad mama jamma.
Yes, mama jamma.
He is.
Yeah, he's a big boy. There's no doubt about that. No. So,
and he's
very intimidating on his own.
Very much so. Yes, he is.
So, and once again, we always say, if you see anything like this going on, or you know of any dog fights, somebody's got a ring going, you know, you don't have to identify yourself. You can drop a tip to, you know, your local police.
Yep.
And let them know, because that's the only way that things like this are going to be stopped.
And please report it, even if you're wrong. I'd rather be wrong than have let it slide.
Yep.
You know, if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, well, then maybe you saved a lot of lives.
That's true. Very true. And when we were talking earlier about destructive dog behavior, you know, crate training is not a bad thing. Some people think it is, but it's not. It's, if it's used correctly, it's a good thing for the dog. And I wanted to express that, you know, you just got to get the dog used to the crate. Use it as a good thing. Don't ever use it as a punishment, because once you use it as a punishment, then you're kind of screwed from then on.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And if you are looking to adopt a pet, go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. From myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Cavanaugh.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets. Don't forget, you can check out our podcast at talkingpets.com. No G in the talking. And you can listen there or on any streaming as well. Once again, this is Talking Pets.
Bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.